podcast listeners. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In Magazine. We're your hosts for this January 14th, 2009 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
You know, I can't believe it's 2009 already.
Me either. So what was the highlight of 2008 for you, Jess?
Well, my son turned 16, and as a step into manhood, he wanted to climb a mountain in the winter, because that's when his birthday is. So we rented some snowshoes and started trekking up this mountain, and we got to about 12,700 feet. We were well above treeline, and this crazy, like, 70-mile-an-hour wind blew up, blowing snow everywhere, complete whiteout conditions, and I left my goggles in the car. So I'm just wearing sunglasses up there, and the wind was so fierce that it froze my eyelashes together. And I literally could not see. And it got a little bit scary up there, but we made it out alive.
Lots of fun.
That's right. And how about for you?
You mean besides my Giants upsetting the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl?
Good memories, but yeah, something different.
Then I'd have to say taking the kids to Disney World in October. Julie and I took them and had a great time. And this is the wild thing, Jesse. You know, of all the things that we did for about 9 days in Disney World, the thing that my kids enjoyed the most, the biggest memory for them, was some classes on how to draw the characters.
Oh, wow.
The animation classes over at, I think it was the MGM Studios. And so we had a great time, and that was 2008 for us.
Very
in a
cool.
nutshell. But 2008 was a big year for Odyssey, too. I mean, we had the 20th anniversary,
yeah.
Album 50, the Truth Chronicles, the official guide, the live show, and so much more.
You know, I sure have enjoyed 2008, and I can't wait to see what's in store for 2009.
We won't be holding back on the podcast, that's for sure. We've got all sorts of great things coming up this year, so be sure to listen to every edition.
Today we've got an interview that fans have been requesting for a while. We chatted with Steve Burns, the voice of Odyssey's resident bully Rodney Rathbone, and Connie's not-so-resident boyfriend Robert Mitchell. Let's see what he had to say.
Steve, we've been asked this question a number of times, so I've got to throw it out to you, and that is especially young children who are familiar with the Blues Clues, Steve Burns. They want to know if you are that same Steve Burns. Have you ever been confused publicly?
Well, not publicly, but certainly over the internet or like this type of situation where there's just a name that goes out and not a face. But once they attach a face to it, you know, I don't look anything like him.
Now, can you dance as well as Steve, though?
Of course.
Okay. So, Steve, how did you first get connected with Adventures in Odyssey?
Well, Chuck Bolte went to the church that I go to, and I had been an actor for about 10 years at that point. And lived in South Orange County where Chuck was living when you guys were in Pomona.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to come and do a voice for him. And that was, I think, Prodigal Jimmy was the first episode I did where I just kind of played a rough guy. And they asked me to, you know, sort of tweak my voice. And, you know, that's when something like Rodney appeared.
That's right. So you started out, your character's name was Howie at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How did you get that gang kid voice? I mean, he's whiny and mean at the same time. I just love that voice.
Well, again, the voice comes from the writing. And so, you know, you can't help but just kind of get up in your higher register.
Now, when you were cast as Rodney, did you have any idea at all that it would last more than a single episode?
Hey, every time I do a character on Adventures in Odyssey, I never know whether I'm going to come back again.
I believe you said, Steve, in the official guide that Aloha Oi is your favorite episode. What do you like about that episode?
Well, it put Rodney in so many different situations that were completely unique. Riding on a plane, spending time with the other family that won the contest, actually going on a vacation, just Rodney doing things that he'd never done before, you know, water skiing, showing off for a girl.
Walking on hot coals.
Yeah, parasailing. You know, so, I mean, that all brings all kinds of different sounds that Rodney would never make. Like, I think we invented Rodney's scream in that episode.
I don't know if you've seen the new artwork for the new cover. Rodney is on the cover of that package now that features Aloha Oi.
Oh, great.
Passport to Adventure.
Oh, that's great.
Now, did you bring out any of those sounds from your own experiences? Like, are you a surfer or a parasailer? Have you ever screamed like that in real life?
Are you kidding? Come on. No, that's I'm a trained actor. You shouldn't try those kind of things at home.
Okay.
You have children of your own, Steve?
Oh, yes. I'm a father of two.
And how old are they?
Well, I have an 18-year-old son now that's spent a lot of time in the studio with me, and a daughter that's 15 and a half.
What do the kids think about you being the town bully of Odyssey?
Well, they loved coming to the studios because I would bring them there all the time, and they got to spend time with Hal and Walker, and they think Rodney's funny, and he is. I kind of separate myself from Rodney because it really, I'm just lending a voice to great writing again.
You mentioned Walker Edmiston, of course, missed very much by the team, and shortly after Rodney was created, that's when you had a dad. Bart came along and was played by Walker. Can you talk about working with Walker and what that was like?
Well, I mean, Walker was a gentleman. He was very old school. He brought no ego to the game. He was very playful and funny. He did a lot of impressions, a lot of voice versatility. It was just a pleasure. I mean, it's always a pleasure to work with people that are more talented than you are. You're encouraged, you're pushed along, you're stretched, and for somebody to make you feel comfortable as well, it just spurs each other on.
So, Steve, tell us the story of how you got to play the part of Mitch.
Well, I was in the studio doing Rodney, and they were having some, I guess, chemistry problems with Katie and the guy that they had hired. I think he was fairly young, so I mean, I'm sure he's a good actor, but for whatever reason, the chemistry didn't work, so they asked me to go in the studio and give it a try. And so Katie and I have known each other for years and years and years, and it just flowed.
Well, it just so happens we have a clip of that first scene between you and Katie.
Oh,
let's hear how that sounded.
Great.
Thank you so much. Would you mind having you try and play the Mitch part?
Play the Mitch part. Sure. Love to.
We didn't think Mitch was working.
Well, how about she and I aren't going to take long
but
to do
we
one
do
scene.
It.
We can
sure,
do one scene
not?
And then you
I'm
can
not
decide.
Gonna.
Yeah, you just give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've never been so interested in the benefits of flossing. I did it this morning with new vigor.
So do you...
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to ask you if you liked it here in Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wow, it sounds like you guys had chemistry right off the bat.
Well, who doesn't love Katie?
That's true.
Now, did you know that when Mitch died, and I say that with quotation marks, did they warn you ahead of time? And maybe I'm spoiling this for people who have not heard that arc.
With the scripts, at least the way that I do my business, I never really even read the script.
Okay.
So it unfolds to me as it does for the first time.
Well, how did you feel when you heard that Mitch was dead?
Well, I was the one killed. So,
didn't feel good, probably.
You know, I it was just another phase of the. I'd love to bring Mitch back. I know he's in Budapest now, but I think it'd be great to go on and rekindle with Connie.
So, what is Budapest like? Being there?
I have never been.
Well, what does Mitch think of Budapest, though?
I'm sure Mitch is having the time of his life.
So between Rodney and Mitch, what is it about having a couple different characters that makes it a vibrant experience?
Well, I mean, Rodney is completely outside myself, more fanciful, more unreality-based for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Mitch is way more, lends itself more easily to who I am. The only difference is when I was doing Mitch, I tend to finish my own personal sentences with an upbeat, and that somehow reveals Rodney.
Hmm.
So I constantly had to be made aware of by the director to end my sentences down.
What was it like when you had scenes where you had to play Rodney and then immediately go into Mitch?
That's fascinating. That's very challengingly fun to... You know, to just talk, and then all of a sudden, and then talk, and then all of a sudden, he just, so. You know.
Now, we hear Jess Harnell is really good at that kind of thing. Is it harder for you?
Well, I'd never done it before. I wasn't a voice actor by trade. I came, as I told you, through Chuck. I mean, I was a film and stage actor, and you don't often in film and stage unless you're Eddie Murphy.
You know, I enjoyed hearing you go through some of those verbal gymnastics. Can you give us another little sample of going back and forth between those two characters?
I certainly could do it, but without dialogue, it's kind of hard. But, you know, Rodney just jumps out, and he's out. You know, you kind of put him back in, and then he goes away.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for a little more insight into Rodney and Mitch and the process. It's been great having you on today.
Thank you so much. And anytime, Mitch or Rodney could come on the show.
We'd love that. Thanks a lot. You know, it was a lot of fun reliving some of those old Rodney and Mitch adventures with Steve.
Yes, it was. And listeners can hear Steve's favorite episode, the three-part Aloha Oi, and nine other great shows on Passport to Adventure. That's where you'll also find that great new illustration of Rodney surfing.
That's right. And if you want to hear some of Mitch's adventures, pick up album 39, Friends, Family, and Countrymen. Or you can hear his story along with all the other Novacom episodes in a brand new package coming out this spring. Find out more details on our website, witsend.org/podcast.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast. That's witsend.org/podcast.
Or you can call us. The number is 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.